Dr. James Marion Sims, the man known as the father of modern gynecology, spent years performing surgery on women who experienced complications tied to difficult childbirth. This was in the 19th century at his makeshift hospital just outside Montgomery. Sims, who was white, performed this experimental surgery on black enslaved women without anesthesia. Birmingham author Koya Fagan Maples recently published a collection of poems called Mend, and as Maples tells WBHM's Janae Pierre, the book is meant to give a voice to these forgotten women. Just a note, this interview contains details some listeners might find disturbing.
They were more than what happened to them. And so there are poems in the collection that have to do with nursing children. There are poems in the collection that talk about love interests that they had. And of course, there are poems that directly deal with what happened to them and their pain. But I also allow in the book for these women to directly confront the doctor as well and hold him accountable for the first time.
And in what ways do you do that?
Well, in one of the poems that I wrote, I allowed the woman who experienced the most surgeries, Anarka, that poem is written in her voice. And I allow her to be the one to confront the doctor. So I will read part of that sonnet now. First, you'd have to consider us women. Realize our hearts beat under the bush. You'd have to think my heart longed like yours, and that my mind wasn't mindless, awash with nothing. I am a hot, quaking body, prime material subject. To you, I am only worth what can be gleaned. And you would have to know I meet the pain how your wife would. Imagine her, blushed pink frame, gap-legged like a birth slick colt, quaking. But you cannot hold both of us in mind at once. My ability to bear is immeasurable. Pain discriminates. Material subject, I am rabbit.
Within your collection of poems, you describe the women's bodies as bruised fruit. Let's talk about that description.
Fruit, just aesthetically, are beautiful. But even a fruit that is bruised still has value, and it still can be, you know, consumed, right? And taken into our bodies. And so I wanted to portray these women as tender first, because fruit are very delicate. I wanted to portray their tenderness. And so that's why I chose that description.
Why was it so important to you to give a voice to these women?
Because it hadn't happened before. So when I began researching this book, I found so much information about Sims. He became this very well-known doctor. He's known as the father of gynecology in America. So there's all this information about him. And in his autobiography, he only named three of the women. And so once I read his autobiography and I realized that that was the part to me of this whole story that was the most unjust, that he didn't even name all of the women that he experimented on. And so I knew at that point I wanted to elevate their voices.
For years, we've heard conversations urging the removal of Confederate monuments because of their role in the country's history. With that said, there's a statue of Dr. Sims erected in Montgomery, and even though he wasn't a Confederate general, do you feel that there's a need to urge state officials to remove it based on his non-consensual experiments on enslaved women?
Absolutely. I do feel that there's a need, because removing that statue would facilitate healing. You know, and particularly for people of color. Whenever we glorify people who abuse members of society, we inhibit healing. Who we choose to elevate as a state is a direct reflection of who we are. So I feel ultimately that the statue should either be amended to reflect the women or completely removed.
Let's talk about the title of this book, Mend. What was the inspiration behind that?
Well, I believe that, again, because I am concerned with healing. The title, you know, is twofold. Of course, it, you know, is a direct reflection of what happened to the women in terms of, like, you know, the doctor trying to mend or the doctor trying to heal when that didn't happen. But in this way, by writing this book, what I did was I tried to mend what happened to these women by sharing the story from their perspective and by sharing their experiences.